You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. Just a reminder, Film Week tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Our critics have many films that they'll be talking about, including a look at the crime comedy Lockdown, starring Anne Hathaway and Chiwetel Ejiofor. Ben Kingsley also in the cast. And the documentary short, What Would Sophia Loren Do? She had her first film in many years that came out last year, The Life Ahead, which I really enjoyed. It was a film on Netflix. But this documentary short, What Would Sophia Loren Do? And we'll hear what our critics think of the short coming up on Film Week tomorrow at 11, right here on KPCC. I'm asking you right now what you want to see as a priority in the Biden administration during its first 3 months or so in office. Let's talk with Ivan in Downey. Ivan, what do you want to see right out of the gate?
I'd really like to see Biden try to make some sort of legislation towards the climate crisis that we're going through. I know that right now we're interested in COVID vaccinations and economic relief, but once that's all settled down and the dust settles, we can possibly go back to, you know, doing something about climate change. I know we came out of the Paris Accord agreement, and hopefully we can get back to the, you know, the looming threat of climate change, because that is obviously going to be a large looming threat in the future. So maybe that could be something that Biden could fix, I guess, or possibly help within the next 3 months. So,
all right, Ivan, thanks very much. Let's talk with Robin in East Hollywood. What do you want to see from the new administration?
Hi, Larry. Obviously, I'd love to see something address the environmental crisis. But I think one of the things that the Trump administration passed was tax reform that greatly favored the 1% and private interests. And, there's a great financial disparity between the 1% and everybody else. So I think if he wants to walk the walk and talk the talk with, you know, power in both houses, I think passing tax reform that favors the middle class in response to what the Trump administration do should be an immediate priority.
All right, Robin, thanks so much. With us next is Liz in Southgate. Liz, what do you want to see at the top of President-elect Biden's list once he's in office?
Definitely reinstate a lot of the environmental rollbacks that he set in place. There's been so many, and I feel like communities like mine in Southeast LA have been heavily affected by a lot of industrial pollution. And I think he also needs to give back power to the Environmental Protection Agency, give back the funding. So many people that were so helpful to fight environmental racism resigned or got fired. And so definitely looking into reinstating those people. I think he really needs to be ambitious, because there's that, you know, big fear that we're going to lose the Senate majority. We're going to lose one of the houses. And so just push through as much as possible.
Liz, appreciate it. That's Liz in Southgate. We're asking listeners to let us know what they want to see as priorities for the incoming administration starting next Wednesday, once President-elect Biden is inaugurated. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722. You can post on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. You can tweet at AirTalk, and you can post on the AirTalk Facebook page. Tom in Pasadena, what do you want to see at top of the list?
I'd like to see Biden address not just general calls for unity, but I would like Biden to directly address messages to the staunch Trump voters who feel really disenfranchised and cheated. These are millions and millions of people, a huge percent of our population. And I would like Biden to directly address them with what he is going to do for them.
All right. And do you have an idea, just quickly top of head, of what would be a specific thing that he could do for Trump supporters?
Larry, I'm at a loss, my friend. I don't know. I hope he can think of something, because I think we're in a dark place right now.
All right, Tom, I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Alan in Tarzana says student loan relief would be a a great focus in Biden's first 100 days. I know he's mentioned it before, but for me and a lot of those like me, we want it sooner rather than later. I have $6,000 in debt, and I've been paying my student loans off over 7 years. That's Alan in Tarzana, 866-893-KPECC. Brandy in Avocado Heights, so nice to have you with us. What do you want to see from the administration?
Yes, similar to Alan, I would like to see student loan forgiveness, some type of student loan relief program. I know President-elect Biden has been talking about it along the campaign trail. And I just, you know, personally being part of the millennial generation, I just want to be able to afford a home and not be 70 still paying it off. So any type of help in the student loan area would be, I think, beneficial to me, people around me, and I think for my generation.
All right, Brandy. Thank you so much. Brandy in the San Gabriel Valley community of Avocado Heights, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We'll continue our conversation, hear what more of our listeners have to say about their priorities they want to see embraced by the new Biden administration. Once again, our coverage of the inauguration is Wednesday morning from NPR right here on 89.3 KPCC and streaming at kpcc.org. I'll be back in just 1 minute. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPECC. What do you want to see as the priorities in the incoming Biden administration? You can tweet at Air Talk, as Stephen did. Stephen tweets, "I'd like to see the Biden administration oversee vaccinations of greater than half of Americans, pass a larger stimulus for working and middle-class Americans, provide assistance for small businesses, no corporate bailout, and begin to reverse Trump administration regulations or reductions of regulations." That's Stephen tweeting at AirTalk, 866-893-KPECC. Let's see. Oscar tweets at AirTalk, "I think the Republican Party has signed its own death sentence. A split is taking place from within. I don't see how it can be stopped. It's about time America moves away from the two-party system, though." I don't know what Oscar means, if he means a multiple-party system or just a one-party system of Democrats. You can share your comments again on the Facebook page at kpecc.org. Let's talk with Jennifer in Irvine. You're on Air Talk. What do you want to see incoming President Joe Biden do?
Hello. Besides what is already on his platform, I would like to see the cable channels be put back under FCC regulations. And I would like to see regulations against misinformation so that we can shut those channels down.
There are a couple of challenges with that, as you probably know. The first one is that the cable channels were not governed by FCC regulations because they didn't broadcast using public airwaves. So the kind of regulation that can be done on over-the-air broadcasters is much more stringent than on cable, where you have the First Amendment that comes into play there. And then, of course, Jennifer, the second issue would be who determines what's misinformation or not, and that could vary depending on, you know, which president is in office or who has the majority of Congress. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. Michael in Hollywood, what do you hope to see from the incoming president?
Hey, Larry. So I would like to see a stronger message from the Biden administration in support of good law enforcement. And the reason I say that is because, you know, I'm a big Biden supporter, but much of my family is not. And the reasoning they have is there, you know, many police, and they feel that they don't get a strong message of support from Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. And so they felt compelled to vote Republican, and they really didn't want to, except for really that issue.
So you want to see a President Biden be much stronger in support of strong law enforcement officers, competent law enforcement?
Yes, exactly. And sort of delineate, you know, and just be more, you know, the law and order message is a little blunt, but just be clear that Democrats do support good law enforcement. And at least in my circle, I feel like that message is not there at all.
Michael, I appreciate it. That's Michael in Hollywood. Mel in Koreatown, what do you want to see as priorities for the new president?
I want to see him prioritize the defunding of the police and reallocating those funds to more important social services like mental health and substance abuse and services that are going to support the community. I think that the police do a lot of jobs that aren't suited for. They go through a year of training and then are expected to solve all of these problems and usually just resort to using their guns. So I would like to see that happen.
All right. Most of that, of course, is, as you know, is done with state legislation or local funding priorities. But there certainly have been a number of different bills on policing that have been introduced in the Congress and haven't really gone anywhere. So there certainly would be opportunity there for the new administration. Mel, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's see. We have Kevin in Palm Springs. Kevin, what do you want to see from President Biden?
I really think that bipartisanship needs to be the number one priority, not just for 100 days, but for 4 years. I think that if we, on the progressive end of things, get drunk with power and pass a bunch of stuff that only we are interested in, I think the backlash is going to be horrible. And I think that the next president could be even worse than the one we're just now getting rid of.
Okay. Kevin, appreciate your call. Thanks. Let's talk with Mona in Long Beach. Mona, what should be the priorities of President Biden?
Well, I just have one thing that I think would be a really good idea I always have is income tax forgiveness. I just know people that, you know, owe back taxes and it's bogging them down to the point where they can't really spend money. And
you there, Mona?
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, I would really love to see that happen along with the student loans. I agree with that. I don't have one. I don't know any taxes, but I know people that do.
Now, would you have an income threshold for people whose taxes could be forgiven or just anybody? Because, you know, commonly it's people in higher income levels who have a lot of back taxes to pay.
No, I mean, it would have to have an income threshold.
Okay.
I didn't think about that. But I'm thinking about people I know that are younger people, mm-hmm. 30s and stuff, that are really bogged down because of those taxes. And a long time ago, there was a tax forgiveness.
Mona, I appreciate it very much. Yeah, there was an amnesty, as I recall, for people to pay back on a payment plan, I think, without the kinds of penalties. And as I recall, and it's pretty murky in my memory, but they raised a fair amount of money doing that income tax amnesty program. Rod in Monterey Park says, I want to see a strong infrastructure program that'll stimulate jobs, help get the economy back on track, and provide assistance to small businesses. Charles in West LA says, I'd like to see Joe Biden do something really extraordinary. I'm far from a Trump supporter, but I'd like to see him make a formal invitation to President Trump to attend the inauguration. I think it would be a smart leadership action on his part. Let's see. Let's talk with Fanaz in Tustin. Fanaz, I'm almost out of time, but quickly, I want to hear what you want to see from the incoming president.
I would like Biden administration to focus on removing travel ban for Iranian families. And I would like for Iranian grandparents to be able to visit their children. Because for the past 4 years, unfortunately, we didn't have that opportunity. So So that's what I want Biden administration to focus on.
Farnaz, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Tustin resident joining us. Maricela in Downey says investment in public education, the most surefire way to address poverty and equity and a route to the middle class. That's Maricela. And Gail in Cyprus says, I'd like to see that American corporations have to have their manufacturing and workforce here in the United States, not have the ability to use the American legal system to back them up when they move out of the U.S. and employ people there to make goods that are then sold back here to Americans. That's Gail in Cyprus. Thank you so much. You can continue throughout the course of the day to add your comments on the AirTalk page at kpcc.org.